right, so I'm going to talk about a Twitter web-based program called Easy Chirp.
I started using Easy Chirp because I, unlike most of my friends, had a lot of trouble with TW Blue. It kept crashing my computer, and I never did figure out why, and I finally just gave up on it. And I was looking for another app to use, so I went to Easy Chirp, and it is web-based. Let's see if I can get on it here. So I'm on Google Chrome, and I happen to be logged into the Vibug Twitter account. The way this works is you have shortcuts. So, for example, Alt-1 will take you to your timeline. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen, and I'm going to do an Alt-1. All of the different sections are heading level 2. So if I just keep hitting 2, there's my information. This is where I would go to write a tweet. So I'm going to actually write a tweet on behalf of Vibug.
Enter.
I'm going to write, Jerry Barrier is giving a really good presentation. No, I'll just write, meeting in progress. So it always tells you how many characters you have left. Now I'm going to hit the tab key, enter, and it's posted. So now I'm going to go back to the timeline and just see if I can find it. I used the number 2 to get to the first tweet, which happens to be this one. I arrow down, and that's the content of the tweet. If I arrow down more, it tells me information about the tweeter. Vibug Boston. And if I arrow down a little further, I can get to a menu where I can retweet and do a bunch of other things. So
vertical bar, link 08 jump 12:57 p.m. via, visit link Easy Chirp.
And it's telling me that I tweeted via Easy Chirp.
Heading level 3 button, collapsed tweet options.
Okay, collapsed tweet options. I'll hit the space bar.
Space.
I'll start arrowing down.
List of 7 items. Make favorite button.
I can make it a favorite.
Link reply.
Reply.
Link reply to all.
Reply to all.
Retweet button.
Retweet.
Link quote tweet.
Quote tweet.
Send mail and email tweet.
Or email the tweet.
Tweet.
Or delete it, since I'm the one that created it. I like the fact that the contents of the tweet are on a separate line from everything else, because I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been using Twitter for years, and I still sometimes have trouble paying attention to the tweet mixed in with all those websites and shortened URLs and all that stuff. There's just a lot of information there. Here, I'll go to a couple of tweets just to give you an example.
Apple is heading level 2. Forum topic, is it possible to self-learn Swift as a disabled and blind old person with an iPhone?
So there you go. I found the tweet, I arrowed down once, and it gave me the contents, and I don't care about the rest of the stuff. So I'm going to do the next one.
Visit Philly, heading level 2.
Visit Philly.
Are you coming?
I guess so.
Link number, Yamston Wall.
And these are the hashtag things that are attached to it. Each one of them is on a separate line. And here's the additional content, which is a shortened URL. If I hit enter on that, it should give me more information.
Ricardo Walker, heading level 2, RT. Link at the sports server.
So that RT means that it was a retweet.
You can also listen to the podcast on your smart speaker. Just tell your Amazon Echo or Google Home to play the sports cyber podcast.
If I want to see who has mentioned Vibug in a tweet, I'll do an Alt-2.
Alt-2. Mentioned Easy Chirp.
And again, I'll start hitting the number 2.
My info heading level 2. Menu heading level. Mentions heading level 1. Mika Pekala heading level 2. Link at the Vibuston.
Mika mentioned us.
Holiday lunch at the Corey Pub and restaurant in Boston. Link https://t.com.
But I don't think this was today.
Link Pekala. Vertical bar. Link 12 jam 5:22 p.m.
That's the last time anybody retweeted or mentioned Vibug in a tweet.
Jerry Barrier heading level 2.
Oh, there's one for me.
Sorry, I meant to send that from my personal account.
If I do an Alt-3, I can arrow down through everything that I've favorited, and I don't think Vibug has favored anything, but let me check.
Getting around on the T-Bus got a bit easier for visually impaired passengers thanks to the...
Uh-huh.
Limit MBTA, and limit Arado, limit number accessibility, and limit care of heading level 2, you've got to be kidding me. Limit Uber, you charge me $1.05 cancellation fee because your driver reviews the safety DC of my service dog and train. I'm not disabled, but I know this happens.
So those are tweets that somebody, I don't know if I favorited those or who did.
The people double your disabilities way too often. I often see your driver's claim.
Yeah. Is Easy Chirp E-A-S-Y or is it Easy Chirp?
It's all one word, EASYCHIRP.com. Now, if I want to see retweets, there's several kinds of retweets that you can see. You can see ones that this account has retweeted, ones that people have retweeted that originated with this account, and also other retweets. So that's kind of cool. If I do an Alt-5,
Alt-5, list Easy Chirp.
You can go to lists. You can actually create lists on here. I haven't done it, but I know you can do it. For anybody who doesn't know what lists are, they're sort of an aggregate of all people who tweet about a specific thing. For example, I've got a Boston list, which lists all kinds of different news sources in Boston, and I really don't use the list all that much. There's a guy that has a list that's he's a fire buff. He likes hearing about fires and going to them and probably sets some himself for all of them. But he has a list for that, and a lot of people are on it. People like all kinds of emergency kinds of things. We got two more things we can go to using alt commands. That's where you can go to look at your direct messages. Interestingly, one thing you cannot do on EasyChirp is create a direct message. You can send a message to a person so that only they and people who are following both you and that person get the message, but you cannot really do a private direct message. And according to the creator of EasyChirp, that's due to some sort of a change that prohibits that. I don't know why that would be. And then there's Alt-7 brings you to a set of tools that I won't go into. Although it may seem a little cumbersome at first, I've gotten used to using it, and I think I actually like it better than I did that horribly named Chicken Nugget program and also TW Blue. I find EasyChirp works very well. It's easy to create tweets. It's easy that you can do a search. I can search either for tweets on a particular topic, or I can search for users. And that works very well, and once you find a user, you can follow that person if you choose to, and you can find out how many tweets they've given and how long they've been on Twitter and all that stuff. So that's just a little rundown of what EasyChirp is about.
Can you do this on your iPhone?
There are plenty of good Twitter apps that work great on the iPhone, although this one does work on the iPhone. I tried it and it does, but I would probably continue to just use the native Twitter app on the iPhone. I think it's really good. Anybody else have another favorite iPhone app that they use for Twitter?
Okay. There's still one out there called Tweetlist.
Yes, I think there is.
There's, yeah, that's still around.
There's Twitterific. There are a bunch of different ones, but I actually find the Twitter app itself works very well on the iPhone.
So do you use VoiceOver to operate it?
Yes. They're very intuitive. They're easy to use.